Well, Iran and the remaining signatories to the 2015 nuclear deal have ended an emergency meeting aimed at saving the accord in the wake of the U.S.'s withdrawal. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said the meeting was constructive and good. He said the U.K. seizure of a tanker carrying Iranian oil in Gibraltar was also discussed. Earlier, he said the seizure violates the 2015 nuclear deal. Araghchi and his counterparts from Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany attended the meeting in Vienna. EU Foreign Policy Services Secretary General Helga Schmidt was also present. Crossing over to Vienna, joined by Press TV's Homa Linsky. Homa, good to see you. Well, fill us in on what took place today in that meeting. What information do you have?
Yes, Marzia. Well, the Joint Commission session is now over. Mr. Araghchi, following this session, addressed the media, as you said. He said that the atmosphere was constructive and the discussions were good, but the question is that there are still problems, and he said that these problems are very serious. He mentioned, as I could say, as a new development, that working groups are going to be held by between Iran and mainly the Europeans to work out some mechanisms to so that Iran could benefit economically from the deal. And this is not INSTEX, the mechanism that we're all familiar with, the financial mechanism that's expected to help Iran when it comes to banking relations and financial relations. Iran had said during the previous Joint Commission session that INSTEX would only work if it covers Iranian oil exports. He said that the now working groups are going to work on new mechanisms to and enter into areas like trade, investments, etc., to see if any practical and tangible ways can be found to make that happen. As far as the JCPOA is concerned, he said that all the remaining signatories to the deal are still determined to keep it alive and to preserve the deal in any way that they can. Of course, he also mentioned the issue of the Iranian oil tanker that's been seized by British naval forces in the Strait of Gibraltar, saying that this was an issue that was also discussed and that Iran made it clear to the other side that it regards this as a violation of the JCPOA because Iran deems itself as entitled to the export of oil, and any efforts to hinder this export or to create obstacles in its way are considered not only a violation, instead of JCPOA, but also the UN Security Council Resolution 2231. So this is a complaint, he said, that Iran raised in this meeting. And on the other hand, the Europeans or the remaining signatories said they had their own complaints concerning the Iranian nuclear activities, Iran reducing its commitments. He did also, I'll add here, say that Iran will continue with this reduction of its commitments under the JCPOA, which it considers its rights, until its demands are met.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that update out of Vienna. That's Press TV's Homa Linsky.